This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, helping farmers and ranchers achieve lubrication domination. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I saw some photos the other day in the social media from a county fair. Yes, the county fair season is underway already. It's hard to believe, isn't it? Some of you won't have a fair for quite a few weeks yet, but some folks are already participating in that great family tradition. Maybe their grandparents were involved in the family fair. Their parents, perhaps, were involved in that county fair, the community fair that takes place. Many instances supporting agriculture and with 4-H and FFA involvement. It's one of the great traditions on the farm. And another tradition is Mystic Lubricants. Many folks have learned to take care of their equipment from their parents and grandparents, and that means using Mystic products like legendary JT6 grease, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environment. One farmer told me, "I use it, Max, because it works." Find out more about Mystic Lubricants at mysticlubes.com. Churches and cemeteries are such sacred places. It grabs our attention when we hear of vandalism or theft involving such an institution. A teenager suspected of setting fire to a historic church at Melrose, Minnesota, has confessed. The fire destroyed St. Mary's Catholic Church 2 years ago, as well as a German-made wood altar that was installed at the church in 1899. Authorities in Stearns County, Minnesota, say the teen was charged. Damage to the 118-year-old Romanesque Revival-style church, about 35 miles northwest of St. Cloud, amounted to several million dollars. From This Week in Agribusiness, the farm sprayer has become such an important piece of equipment on the farm that we hear nearly every summer of an accident involving one. Earlier this week, a southern Illinois farmer died when he was electrocuted. 61-year-old Steve Brooks was attempting to connect a hose to a sprayer to load more chemical when he was shocked. The county coroner said Brooks was not aware that one of the booms on the sprayer had come in contact with a nearby power line. The sprayer's driver was not injured as he stayed inside the vehicle's cab, insulated from the electrical charge. Has panhandling become a problem in your community yet? Columbus, Ohio is trying to deal with that. The city council is trying to pass some ordinances without running afoul of a Supreme Court ruling. They would treat panhandling as a safety issue, in part, by prohibiting transactions in the middle of the street or on freeway ramps, and prohibiting people from following someone who has told them no, or from touching that person who has told them no. The gentleman I saw yesterday morning at a quiet area of Midway Airport in Chicago was not panhandling. He was sleeping there, a rather large man, seemingly homeless, and he was snoring loudly. But what caught my attention were his pajamas. Homeless folks usually aren't seen sleeping in pajamas. But this fella had what appeared to be pajama pants on over a regular pair of pants. It prompted me to wonder if he slips into his pajamas every night to sleep better. That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.